lawyer, Stanford.
What's the matter?
I?
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Strike, you look crook.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do you reckon I better go home?
Well, I don't know. You better wait till Percy gets here.
Yeah, but that's what's making me crook.
How do you mean?
Oh, I got the pip.
The pip?
Yeah, this coming to school business, it's getting in my ear.
Why?
Why? Well, I reckon it's dull, that's why. I reckon we ought to do something.
What do you mean? Do some work?
Yeah. Oh, no. Do something to brighten up the lessons.
How can you do that?
Oh, I don't know. But if something doesn't happen this lesson, I'll go nuts.
Well, I reckon we ought to do some work.
Work? Strike, we do nothing but work.
Aye? We haven't done any work for about the last four lessons.
Oh, rats. I'm a nervous wreck from working to...
Aye.
I've got it.
What?
I've got an idea. Roaster.
What are you talking about?
Let's fix a bucket over the door, and when Percy comes in, he'll collect it on the head.
Hey?
Oh, any good. Wacko, where's the bucket?
Hey, fair. Go, if that hits him on the head, it'll make him dizzy.
Make him dizzy? He's been dizzy for years.
Well, I don't reckon you ought to.
Rats. Here, give us that rubbish tin.
No, I'm not going to be in it.
All right, darling. You stay there and play with your rattle.
Sure. Hey? Or you shut up, Bottomley, or I'll dong you.
Yeah, I'll open this door a bit. The tin rests here with no trouble at all. Oh, is this going to be any good, eh?
Strike, if that is Percy, you'll cop it.
Oh, why don't you grow up? Haven't you ever heard of an accident before?
Yeah, but I...
Minute quiet, here he is.
Strike, well, I'm going to tell him I didn't have anything to do with
Shut
it.
Shut up, pipe down, mugger, recite your tables.
Huh?
One's two is two, two twos are four, come on.
Oh,
three twos are six, four twos are eight, five twos are ten, six twos are 12.
Ah, you got me. Woo!
Strike, it's Green Bottle.
Green Bottle?
Who did that?
Says you're right for coming early.
I could come early if I wanted.
That was meant for Percy.
Oh, don't you stop me for doing that.
I never did it.
Well, it must have been Bottomley.
How can you tell?
Well, don't you instead say.
Oh, you wait. Who do you think you're written?
No, you want my
I think you're going to be a jerk.
Noise from this at the Crimean War.
How do you know?
I was there. I remember distinctly. It was one of the quietest wars that I've ever attended. No! Bottomley, look, there's no need to be insulting as well as noisy. I'm not going to tolerate behavior like this from anybody.
But we didn't know you'd arrive, sir.
Oh, didn't you?
No, you got here too soon.
Too soon?
Yes, sir. We didn't have time to put the tin back over the door.
Oh, I see.
Yes, go out and come in again.
Yes, all right, I'll do that. No, wait a minute. What did you say then, Stanford? What tin?
He didn't mean anything, sir.
Bottomley, will you be good enough to mind your own business?
Yeah.
What tin, Stanford?
Well,
just a minute. You needn't bother. I see. That tin over there was going to be fixed up over the door for me, was it?
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Wasn't it?
No, Chris, I got it.
You did?
Yes, it bashed me on the loaf.
Yes, well, it what?
It bashed me on the loaf.
On the loaf?
Yes, the loaf of bread.
Loaf of bread?
What would you like, sandwich or Vienna loaf?
Vienna, thanks.
Here, shall I send it or give it to you here?
I'll have it here, thanks.
Right, from Satan, please.
Certainly. Now, what? What are you talking about? Listen to me. Serves you right, Bottomley. Every day I seem to have to tell you about that very same thing.
Miss Strong, I thought you wanted a loaf of bread.
Oh, did you? Well, I don't. And what's more, you didn't think anything of the sort. It wasn't me at all. It was Greenbottle who said a loaf of bread.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, what do you want, sandwich or Vienna loaf?
Vienna, thanks. Right.
Well, will you have it here or shall I send it?
I'll have it here.
Right, through and save me, please. No, well, wait a minute. What am I talking about? And that'll do you the world of good, too, Greenbottle.
Stop, what did you do that for?
Because you went on with all those silly questions, that's what for.
But you asked questions, not me.
Did I?
Yes.
Yes, well, if you had no right to ask for a loaf of bread in the first place.
Well, how can you say such a thing?
But what?
I never asked for a loaf of bread.
Greenbottle, you big storyteller. Greenbottle, now don't be an idiot. I heard what you said. Well, at least, if you didn't ask for it, you said that you had one or something.
Yes,
Look, I'll soon get to the bottom of this. Have you got a loaf of bread there under your desk?
Oh, I have not.
All right, I just wanted to know. Well, where is it?
What?
Your loaf of bread.
You want to know where my loaf of bread is?
Yes.
Yes. That's good.
Greenbottle, look, have you been drinking any kerosene or anything?
No, of course I haven't.
Well, what on earth's the matter with you?
Well, I thought you were having a joke.
A joke? I don't even know what you're talking about, let alone have a joke.
Don't you feel well?
Feel well? Of course I feel well. You're the one who apparently doesn't feel well.
Yes, well, neither would you if you'd got bashed on the loaf.
No, but it wouldn't... What? Look, there you go again. What do you mean you got bashed on the loaf?
The loaf of bread.
All right, but what loaf of bread?
I've only got one.
The green bucket. Will you stop talking in this foreign language and explain yourself? Well, what do you mean by the loaf of bread?
The head.
The what?
The head.
The head?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I got bashed on the loaf.
I should have known better than to try to argue with a lunatic. Why don't you learn to speak the King's English?
I do speak the King's English.
You don't do anything of the kind. And in future, just say that you got a hit on the head instead of a bash on the loaf.
Yes, but I don't reckon the defense...
Stop arguing now, Greenbottle, or else...
Or else what?
Or else I'll bash you on the loaf. I'll hit you on the head.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, nothing, just kiss.
Well, perhaps that's just as well for you.
Yes.
Well, now, after that burst of lunacy, perhaps we can start this lesson. More than half the time has gone already, of course. But then what can one expect with a class of imbeciles like this?
What's an imbecile, sir?
An imbecile is a half-witted, dull and unintelligent person like yourself, Stanford. So now you know.
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, I'm glad you know something. And now, for the rest of the lesson, we'll have no interruptions whatsoever. We'll all concentrate on our work and see if we can't absorb something. And you'd better be particularly careful, Bottomy.
I never did anything.
I never said you did, but don't, that's all. But I'll be watching you. So just remember that you can't put anything over me.
That's what you think.
Exactly. I'm the type of person who... What did you say then?
Oh, me, sir?
Yes, you, Bottomy. What was that remark you made then?
Remark, sir?
Yes, remark. Look, and don't sit there trying to look like an angel, my boy, or you'll be an angel before you know where you are.
How do you mean, sir?
I mean that you'll be quietly done away with, that's what I mean. Well, go on.
Go on?
Yes, go on. Bottomy, are you going to waste any more of our time, or are you going to tell me what you said?
When, sir?
When I said you can't put anything over me.
I never put anything over you, sir.
I know you didn't, but you made a facetious remark after I said that, and I want to know what it was. You've talked me out of these things before, but you're not going to talk me out of this today.
Why not, sir?
Because I've got my wits about me, that's why not. And stop saying ow all the time.
Yes, sir.
Well, at least that's something.
Yes, sir.
Good. You see, at last I've got you to take some notice of me.
Yes, sir.
It's only a matter of time, my boy, and I'll win out in the end.
Yes, sir.
I'm not as dull as I look, you know.
No, I know.
No, so there. There now. Bottomy, I didn't like the way you said that.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what about letting us go home and you two go on talking?
Yes, well, we could do that. And if you want
yes,
to...
Yes, well, I can't keep pointing us all staying.
Quiet! Greenbuck, you'll do me a personal favor if you'll mind your own business. And if I hear any remarks like that from you, my boy, you'll get the stick.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and you too, Bottomy. I've still got a feeling that I should have given you the stick before this.
You have, sir.
Have I?
Yeah, you gave me the stick earlier in the lesson.
Did I?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
Yeah, we'll say no more about it.
No.
Just let the matter drop.
Yes, and well, careful, Bottomy, careful. One more false move and you'll get the stick again. In fact, I'd like all you boys to remember that you can't put anything over me, you know.
No, sir.
No, all right, then. Now, take out your French exercise books and we'll carry on the lesson from where we left off yesterday.
Yes, we didn't
do any yesterday, sir.
So will you stop arguing and take out your French exercise books?
Go on.
There's no need for all that talking. Have you got your books?
Yes, sir.
Turn to page 15 again and we'll translate these sentences into French.
Yes, 19.
All right, come on. Read that first sentence, Stanford.
Yes.
Good.
This is the one I read yesterday, sir.
All right, I don't care if it's the one you read tomorrow. Read it out aloud to the class now.
Yes, sir.
Go on.
The man is in the field.
Right. The man is in the field. Greenbottle, can you put that into French?
Yes, of course I can.
All right, then try it.
The French man is in the French field.
And that's what you call putting the sentence into French?
Yes.
Oh, do you? Well, I don't. The French man is in the French field. What rubbish. Bottomy, can you?
What?
Put that sentence into French.
No, I never.
Didn't you?
No.
Well, who did? I left it here in English and somebody has come along and put it in... No, wait a minute. Look, what are you talking about? I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm asking you to put that sentence into French.
What sentence?
the sentence, the man is... Just a minute, what have you been doing?
I?
Wake up, my boy, and pay attention. The man is in the field.
Well, Stride, that's not my fault.
No, but if you'd kept your eye on him, he'd never have got away. Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, oh, oh. Now, that's the only way to deal with you, Bottomley. If you're not being facetious and interrupting our lessons, you're just sitting there and fooling away your time. I don't know why you come to school at all.
No, sir.
All right, Crawler. All right, Stanford. There's no need for you to make any comments. Can you translate that sentence into French?
Who's me, sir?
Yes, you.
No, sir.
No, I should never have asked you. What a class. Not one of you can even make an attempt at a simple thing like that. Well, we'll take the word separately. What's the French for man? Anybody? And don't say French man either. Well, stop thinking, all of you. You'll only burst something. The French for man is homme.
Oh, yes!
Of course, you all say, oh, yes. When actually you know nothing whatever about it.
Yes, I do.
Really, you know nothing about anything, let alone French.
Yes, well, I know the French for man anyhow.
Oh, do you?
Yes, of course I do. O-M-O.
Yes, what?
The French for man is off. O-M-O.
O-M-O?
Yes.
Oh, is it? Well, it isn't at all. Nothing like it. It's H-O-M-M-E.
Yeah,
all right. H-O-M-M-E.
I thought you said om.
Well, so I did say om.
Yes, and you made a mistake, like.
Yes.
Yes, well, you just apologize and we'll go on with the list.
Exactly. Well, I'm sorry, boys, if this has happened. No, I'm not. What are you talking about, apologize? There's no apologies necessary. I didn't make any mistake. The French for man is H-O-M-M-E.
Yes, well, that's home.
Home?
Yes.
How is it? Well, it isn't.
Hanker?
No, it ain't.
How horrible.
Yeah. What the... There, and that's what you get for being so cheap. And if you're not very careful, you'll get some too, Greenbottle.
I was only trying to help.
You were trying to air your supposed knowledge. That's what you were trying to do. The French for man is spelled H-O-M-M-E and is pronounced om. The H is silent.
Oh, as in Harry.
Yes, it's silent, as in Harry. No, the H is not silent in Harry.
Yes, it is.
Greenbottle, are you trying to start an argument?
No.
Well, it sounds like it.
But I've got an uncle called Harry.
Well, I don't care about that.
But all I was saying is the H is silent.
And I tell you the H is not silent in Harry.
Will you listen to me say it again?
All right.
Harry.
Yes?
Did you hear the H?
No, I didn't.
Well, why did I tell you? It's silent.
Clear out of here, the lot of you. You boys are just driving me insane. Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.